Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
All right, it's late. Stop ringing my damn doorbell. But because it's a Friday night, I don't know if I'm right here, Tiki, but I throw all rules out the window. Yeah. I mean, I will answer it at 11 o'clock at night. Now, I don't want you to bother me. We got a World Series game tonight, plus a huge Knicks-Bulls game. It's a tournament cup game. But nevertheless, I don't put restrictions on time because it's a Friday night. That's
me. That's a good point. That's a good point. And what you should do, though, is after it gets to a certain, I don't know, hour, put like the dim lights on, put on a scary costume, and open the door and be like, boo!
Scare the crap out of him?
Yes.
Halloween to me is a complete waste of time. I can't stand it.
I wish I had a I have a ghost costume, but I don't think that would scare anybody necessarily.
Need something like, you need like a Jason mask or something.
Yeah, yeah. I got to be like Freddy Krueger exactly. To really scare them. But would you agree, though, Sean, that there's no restrictions tonight because it's a Friday night? Like 11 o'clock, you got to open the door.
I mean, there's got to be a restriction at some point, but I would say maybe midnight is the
cutoff. What time? Oh, midnight.
Wow.
Okay.
Well,
I mean, midnight's going to be teenagers. So
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
How old are you when you stop trick-or-treating?
Well, that is a great question, T, because I'll never forget, and I think most of us will never forget, and I apologize, I did not pull this audio, but the famous Larry David Curb Your Enthusiasm episode in which these kids come to Larry's door, and Larry says, how old are you? And the girls are like, we're 13. And he's like, no, you're not. You're 16. And what are you even dressed as? And they weren't dressed up as anything, and Larry put his foot down and refused to give them candy. I'm a sucker. I don't care if you're 35. Like, if you're showing up at my door and you have a costume on, I'm just going to hand you candy like a sucker.
I think we have a bad temperament. You should be a kid for as long as you want to be a kid.
I agree.
If you're 16 years old and at 11 o'clock, you come into my house looking for a Hershey bar, you could be doing much worse things tonight at 11 o'clock. I'd rather you be doing that.
It's a good point. That's a very good point.
The only thing that I kind of agree with Larry about is you got to wear a costume. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the whole point of trick-or-treating and Halloween. So if I just showed up at your door dressed as me, I mean, are you really giving me candy? Now I'm just a weird old man.
Then what happens if they're like, well, you know, it's been a hard year for my parents. We don't have any money. So I don't have time for a costume. I don't have money for a costume.
Then what do you got to do?
This is the easiest year in the world. A little smudge under your eye, your Jackson Dart. It doesn't matter what you're wearing, little blue shirt. Jackson Dart's the easiest costume to pull off now.
Right.
That's it. That's all you need.
Are your little girls dressing as Jackson Dart?
No. One's a super kitty, whatever the hell that is. And the other, I'm going to give my daughter Taylor a lot of credit here. I know, Tiki, it's some stupid show these kids watch. My daughter Taylor is after my own heart. She could have been any stupid character, a K-pop demon hunter. She's going as a witch. And anytime you go old school costume like that, on your own, without encouragement, I give kids a lot of credit. 100%. And I was at my kids' parade earlier today. I mean, I saw a couple like police officers. I mean, the old school costumes feel back this year. I'm in on that. Let's go. Well,
they're actually easier because you can do all the stuff. It's hard to get those new, whatever you said, super kitty.
Yeah.
Whatever you said. Tegan was a Care Bear today. And she came up to me and was like, do you even know what the Care Bears are? You're so old. And I was like, well, you don't know what a Care Bear stare is, do you?
The Care Bear stare?
She was like, what? And I said, see? I know what I'm talking about.
Damn right. The real question is, and I just figured this out about 3 days ago, and I'm not allowed to say it, but I'll say it here on WFAN and SNY. Hello, SNY. Do you guys know what 6'7" is?
No, yes. Nobody knows what 6'7" is.
I know what 6'7".
No, you don't.
I do. No, I've don't. Done. How nobody can knows. You say I don't when I do?
Because nobody knows what it is.
You want me to tell you what it is?
You can tell me what you think it is.
First of all, nobody knows what it is. Both of my kids think it's hilarious. Like if I said I'm going to be home between 6 and 7, they just start cracking up, which is odd to me because we all crack up at 6'9". I don't know why.
Right.
Well, I know why 6'9" makes us laugh. I didn't know why 6'7" makes them laugh. And then they do a hand motion where they juggle stuff, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And so I did some research, and basically there was a kid who was reacting to a rap song about LaMelo Ball being 6'7", and was like, 6'7"? And everyone saw the video, and now all the kids will interrupt school classes whenever those two numbers are mentioned side by side, and Jet made me swear that I would never do 6'7", but I broke the rule, because guess what? He ain't here right now, and he's doing something else. Okay. So, 6'7", I feel good. I'm breaking the rules.
Well, Mets suck. Evan has just made that not cool for kids anymore, exactly. So I guess that's a good thing.
Did I end it? I just killed six.
You just killed it.
Well, to all the parents out there, you're welcome.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Evan.
You're welcome. Now, real quick, I do want to play a cut from former Jet head coach Robert Saleh. You're going to hear him wildly compliment Jackson Dart. After you listen to this, I'm going to explain to you why this is an absolute game changer when it comes to the future of the New York Giants. Take a listen to Robert Saleh.
He is uber talented. I understand why Daboll went to the blue tent. I probably would have went too. I mean, kid's good, man. He's a really, really, really good kid. I think New York hit on this one big time. But he's dynamic. He's decisive. He's accurate. He's been a joy to watch over these just studying his tape over the last, five starts now? So
wild compliments. And yes. I'm not even going to make any Jet jokes about Zach Wilson sucked. He would never run in the 10th for Zach, and he wishes he had Jackson Dart. Like, I'm not playing this because it's Robert Saleh. Here's why this actually meant something to me. I think that a part of why Mr. John Mara didn't want to ever fire Brian Daboll, whether it was last year or the year before, is this fear, a rightfully so fear, that the Giant job wouldn't be appealing if they continue to go through head coaches every 2 or 3 years. And I thought that was an absolute fair concern, even if it's not the reason you should keep a coach. I think that Jackson Dart is so legitimately impressive, because I don't think that was coach speak. I don't think Robert Saleh was putting over an opponent. I don't think that's what it was. I think Robert Saleh was being genuine. Yeah. I have figured out Robert Saleh. That was a genuine, this kid is awesome. And I think he represents the next head coaches who are going to want this job because of that kid. And so I think when you're deciding about Brian Daboll's future, last year, the fear of no one's going to want this job, I think it's out the window. And yeah. I think that's a window into how appealing this job is going to be because of how appealing Jackson Dart is.
Yeah, and I think that's a very good point, Evan. But it also is the reason that Brian Daboll wants to keep this job.
Wow.
And so the thing is, he has something he can do about that. And it's hard because you don't know when the moments or the calls or situations that are going to determine whether or not you win a game or not. But sometimes Dave's just got to realize that every single one of these going forward, you can't just be flippantly saying, all right, yep, we're going for this one. Yep, the motionless we're going to go do that because I feel like doing it right now. Right? There has to be critical analysis in his coach brain to make sure he makes the right decisions. Like the Denver game, 3rd and 5, I think Jackson Dart is going to be a hero here. No, dude, do what's right. Win the game. And so each and every one of these remaining 9 games, there are going to be 6, 7 decisions per game that are gonna determine whether you win or lose. And he's got to be right on every single one of them. Otherwise, yeah. Someone else is going to be coaching his quarterback that he wanted here.
I don't know how many coaching vacancies there are going to be. We know of a few. Like, we know the Tennessee Titans obviously have a coaching vacancy. Yep. They're using an interim head coach right now.
Likely Miami.
Likely Miami, and we can guess a few others. I think that the appeal of the Giants, not just the market, not just the organization or the history, forget that for a second, it's the quarterback. Right. And what I got from Robert Saleh is that was true stuff. Because I think a lot of times coordinators, when they speak on Thursdays, they blow wind. You know, they're just, yeah, this guy's amazing. Oh, my God, he's impossible to stop. It's the old Lou Holtz joke. Lou Holtz used to, Notre Dame would play, you took his A&M, and Lou Holtz would say, their quarterback is the great, how do we stop them? He would always build up his opponent. And I don't think Robert Saleh was doing that. And by the way, Robert Saleh would run here from San Francisco to take this job. Now, I don't think you guys should do that. But I know, based on what he said and the fact he's probably going to be a hot coaching candidate again, mm-hmm. I think he'd run on he'd run backwards naked to take this job. Because it's appealing.
Would that bother you, Evan, if Robert Saleh was a successful head coach with a quarterback you also could have drafted?
So you jumped a few steps. Of course. Like, that's illogical. Of course. Like, I'd be lying if I didn't tell you Saleh would bother. Of course it would bother.
I think it's two different questions. One is the second part, a quarterback you could have
drafted.
But two, would it upset you that Robert Saleh is successful with the New York Giants?
Yeah, so Robert Saleh having success with the Giants would bother me. Robert Saleh having success with other teams would be a reminder of how pathetic this organization is. Mm. And I know you could say the same thing to him having success with the Giants, but I think Robert Saleh can be a good head coach. I think he can be because guys need second chances. You know, sometimes that's when you really put it all together. Bill Belichick wasn't perfect in Cleveland. Yeah. Todd Bowles is a great example with the Jets.
But it's really hard. Think how long Todd Bowles, not long, the circumstances that Todd Bowles got his second opportunity.
He stepped in bleep.
Well, I think Bruce Arians grooved the road for him.
Yes.
And he's done well with it, obviously. But think about how long it took Raheem Morris to get his second chance at a head coaching job. I mean, it was 14 years or so.
100%. And I don't know if Saleh's going to go that quick to get another job.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I'm saying. So it might not happen right away.
And I think that, Sean, you skipped a step because you went right to successful. Yeah, that would bother me. Let's just start off with the Giants hired Robert Saleh.
Okay.
I think I would probably laugh at you. That's probably what my first reaction would be, because you, like many others, myself too, were uber critical of Robert Saleh, didn't think he could lead a team, and now all of a sudden you're hitching your wagon to him. So I think my initial reaction would be, hey, as a human, I'd be happy for Robert. He is not a bad guy at all. He's a good guy. So from a human level, I'd be happy for the man. But then from a human level, I would laugh at guys like Sean Morash and other Giant fans who probably besmirched the name of Robert Saleh for years.
All gas, no break.
Yeah. You know, and I control you with that question all you want. If you're asking me right now as a Giant fan, I would be pretty discouraged if the Giants fired Brian Daboll only to hire Robert Saleh. Mm-hmm. I think that would bother me. Because in my core, I think Daboll probably is the better head coach.
Rosie, October 31st, 4:12 p.m. Just make sure you cut that so that if this does happen, we can have that clip for the rest of time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just like the other clip that we have about Sean talking about Jackson Dart, which was played earlier in the show. I don't know how quickly Rosie can get that up again, but there was another clip that we made sure we caught of Sean Morash giving an opinion on undrafted at the time, Jackson Dart.
I don't like Jackson Dart. Oh, I was just about to bash him. I was going to say the clocks will fall back before he gets to it. He was struggling here, Ev. I was looking to the left. He was struggling to find a clip.
Well, he had it. Play it one more time.
I don't like Jackson Dart.
Thank you. All right,
do you think I'm running from that? Jackson Dart's like the 15th quarterback in a row I've gotten wrong in the draft. So I'm good with getting that one right. Believe me.
All right. Let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. JR in Somerville. Good afternoon. Happy Halloween, JR.
Happy Halloween, Evan. Just a costume idea that you could have done this year. Your favorite president, Abraham Lincoln. You could have put a Oklahoma City jersey on and been Abraham Lincoln / Chet Holmgren kind of hybrid, you know, if you wanted a convertible costume for this year. You missed on that one.
Yeah.
That and then let's get to the Giants, okay? This is a 9-week quarterback camp for Daboll, all right? So I think basically with his resumes, relationships, and all the college openings, I think he's going to go to college after this year, and he's not going to survive Black Monday. I think the heat really should be on Joe Shane. I mean, he should be banned from making a trade for Waddle. If I'm Mara, I tell him he can't even make that trade because, really, he hasn't been resourceful. Okay, he's airballed the 2023 draft. He's dressing three quarterbacks every week. He's not, you know, he's dressing high if the guy's not playing. Okay, this is basically a 43-man roster. I need for him to be more resourceful before I give him the ability to make that trade. We're up against it again with defensive backs. It seems like every year around this point, we're out of defensive backs. That's crazy to me. Yeah. And, you know, something where I think this day should be spent putting him on the hot seat, not Dable.
I mean, JR, you're right in so many ways. It gets masked because of everybody's ire towards Dave.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
In the losses, because he claims those fall on his record. But the depth issue is it's every year we have this conversation when one capacity or another. And he's right about the quarterbacks. We've gotten used to the emergency third quarterback. You don't need to have an emergency third quarterback, and it doesn't count against the roster. But if you're going to keep three quarterbacks and you're short on cornerbacks, then you might need to reevaluate your priorities. And so there are a lot of teams that just have two quarterbacks. You don't need the emergency third quarterback. I know it's interesting because you paid those guys, kind of, but not really. And Jameis Winston is cheap, and Russell Wilson's a 1 year, you know, lint. He's a little, I don't even know what the hell you'd call him anymore. Just a backup. So Joe Shane deserves more heat. He won't get it though, because this team's not winning. And the team, it always goes back to the head coach when you're not winning.
I think that at the end of the season, when we are all sitting around talking about the future of the New York Giants, his name will be brought up a lot more. Mm-hmm. But I think over the course of a season, it's usually the head coach we talk more about. One thing I disagree with JR about, respectfully, is that he is the general manager for now. Brian Daboll is the head coach for now. And I have to treat the trade deadline as if they're going to be here for a long time. Because once I start to tie an arm behind the back of the general manager, then I should just get rid of them. Yeah, which is what Miami did with Chris Greer earlier today.
But what would be the objective of being aggressive at this trade deadline?
Why would you do it? Two reasons. So the reason I would do it and the reason I'd be okay with it is Jackson Dart is a young quarterback and you want to make his life easier. And giving him another weapon only helps him develop in his rookie season, where I think every snap and every game is important because he's developing as a player. And then I would also want that guy to be a big part of the future next year. So now all of a sudden I'm looking at my wide receiving room and I'm like, oh my God, I got player A that I acquired who helped develop Jackson Dart. I got Malik Nabers coming back. Cam Scadaboo is going to come back. He can make some plays out of the backfield. Like, so it would be partially for next year, but a lot of it would be, I want to maximize Jackson Dart and continue to improve him.
Yeah, but to me, it won't make sense unless it's a guy who can be not necessarily a superstar, but a star. And how many of those guys are going to shake free? I mean, we keep talking about Jalen Waddle, but is he a superstar? I mean,
I think he's on that second tier. That's how I would view him.
Yeah,
as
I know.
Good player.
Is it really worth it? That's the question. I can't definitively say yes.
I would lean towards yes.
It would be intriguing, but he's a small, somewhat of a slot guy who can play the X outside role. But he's not a 50-50 ball, catching it at its height receiver, right? He's not Jamar Chase or any of these elite, Ibuka. He's not one of these guys. So I don't know if those guys are going to shake loose that are going to be extraordinarily valuable this year, next year, and the years to come.
Glenn is in Smithtown. What's up, Glenn?
Gentlemen, how are you? Evan, I'm going to thank you in advance because I hope you killed this 6-7 thing. I am a math teacher on Long Island, and every time I say just the number 6, they scream out 7, 6, 7. So today I decided to show them how lame it was. I had a custom shirt made with a 6 on the front, and when they all walked in and said, well, who's 7? I turned around, and 7 was on the back, and I pretended to start juggling, and I said, they all told me how lame that was. I said, exactly my point. Stop the nonsense.
Oh, that's awesome.
Find something else to do with their time, please.
So what we need to do, and Glenn is doing it and I am doing it, is lame older people who are not cool need to uncool 6-7. So what I would ask the WFAN digital department to do is I'd like you to cut what I'm about to do. I want you to put it out there and just say 6-7 for the kids and let this go viral in the kid community. Because they would then be so turned off by 6-7 because it would no longer be cool. So let me perform this visually and also audioly. And if you have kids in the car, I want you to pump up the volume. I want all of them to have to hear the uncoolest 42-year-old man ruin your 6-7. Here we go. 6-7. 6-7. 6-7. 6-7.
I'm a loser.
I just ruined it. You're welcome.
I think you might have ruined the show, too.
I know.
I just solved
Don't turn that on ever again.
We are now going to struggle with 12 to 17-year-olds on those radio meters. Look, we need to stop it. I heard the pain in our last caller's voice. He's a teacher. And the only way to stop it is to make it so uncool. Now, Tiki, you are too cool, so... Mm. I don't think you're going to help, but Sean, can you do a little 6-7 dance also to try to uncoolify this thing, please?
6-7. I'm a fat moron.
6-7. I don't like Jackson Dart.
I think DeVito might be the answer.
Good job. I mean, we didn't need all that, but okay.
Yours was kind of cool, Sean.
I'm mimicking. My two daughters have done it that way for a long time.
And it hasn't bothered you yet when they do it, right? It's just whatever.
There's so much other stuff they do that bother me, I got to be honest with you. I just moved it down a pick.
What do they do that bothers you so much?
I mean, yelling my name 15 times when I'm in the middle of sleeping in the morning, that would start for that. You know the way it is. I love my kids, but it's one of those things. They're also the most annoying creatures on earth.
Well said. I know a lot of people have voted early, but there are still many that will go to the polls on Tuesday, and they will elect our next New York City mayor. I am ineligible to vote. Because I don't live in New York City. Same with Tiki, same with Sean, though we do believe we should vote because we work in New York City. Tommy Lugauer is a New Yorker. And obviously, this is private. Mm-hmm. You do not have to reveal who you're voting for, of course.
Yeah.
But I am curious.
Yeah.
Have you decided who you're voting for?
I have.
You've made a decision.
I have made a decision.
Well, I want you to hold that thought.
Okay. And I don't really want to get into it, bro, but...
there is a piece of audio that I need to play. And look, I am not endorsing anybody. I'm not even telling you if this should help or hurt the candidate. That is up for you. That's up for the audience. But I came across a little game that was played with one of our mayoral candidates in which he was asked to identify music related to New York City. And I must admit, this man did a great job. He was nailing every song. Like, so his music knowledge was second to none. But when he got to the end, this mayoral candidate got tripped up on something that you cannot get tripped up on. So I'd like to play you the cut. And obviously you can tell me if this is a disqualifying thing. Or maybe to some it like turns you on. And you're like, oh, you know what? Screw it. I love this guy even more. So this is mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani playing the New York City song game. And then, of course, he was asked to identify this classic.
Some folks like to get away.
As a politician, it's important to be honest.
Plays the piano. From Long Island.
Hop a flight to Miami.
There we are.
That's not on your go-to place.
Gotta be honest, no.
He did not know. He went further on to say this about Billy Joel, or to Billy Joel.
Billy Joel, I'm sorry, man.
People are going to give you shit for that, but in the best way.
I was like, who is this? When did this drop?
Wait, did he need to know the song, or did he need to know the artist?
Anything!
He needed to know, just identify, how have you not heard that song?
When did it drop? I mean, when it dropped like 40 years ago.
I know.
Where have you been?
I think it's probably older. I was probably longer than that, Tommy.
Yeah, but I was giving him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt there and saying 40.
But the song prior to this, or two songs prior to this, was Frank Sinatra. And he had no problem saying Frank Sinatra. And, you know, like, no issues. He nailed a lot of different music. I mean, songs I wouldn't have known, to be honest with you. So I'm not even saying, like, his music knowledge was bad. And he did get the old classic of Sinatra. But this is an old classic. I was actually stupefied that he didn't know. And then basically was like, when did this drop?
49 years ago.
Now, he is 33, in fairness, but like it also dropped before I was born, too.
Yeah.
I would think Billy Joel, especially having that banner at Madison Square Garden, wow, since he's such a big Knicks fan, I figured like that would be the easiest thing to get. So I don't know if this is the October surprise that may hurt his campaign.
I was like, who is this? When did this drop?
When did this drop? That's the crazy part of it.
You don't gotta like Billy Joel. You gotta at least have like some idea when you hear one of his two biggest hits of all time as a New Yorker. Who that
right.
is, right?
I give him a little bit of credit for immediately saying, look, I'm not going to be a politician and lie to you. I have no idea. Because I think most would not do that. Most would try to hum and haw and like not answer it. So I appreciate him taking the L, but this is a horrific L.
I actually would have settled. This sounds outrageous. I would have, if he just blurted into the microphone, oh, that's Elton John. I actually would have settled for it because there's only like two famous piano hit guys. You know what I mean?
And it's similar eras.
Yes. No. You hear the piano, throw one of those two.
Hold on, Sean. You can't guess Elton John, who one of his famous songs is about Philadelphia.
No. You're missing a point, though.
No, I'm not missing a point. Billy Joel is a New York icon. You can't go with Elton John, who's not a Philly icon, but one of his biggest songs is Philadelphia Freedom.
Loogie, I agree with you. I'm lowering the bar in terms of, like, you hear a piano melody. It's got to be one of those two guys.
If he went Bruce, maybe, then I'd be like, all right, he went Springsteen. At least
if you confuse Bruce and Elton.
But at least it's a guy that's Billy a New Joel. Jersey icon. It's in the tri-state area, at least. I know it's not New York, but it's at least New Jersey. I mean, Elton John.
It's just because of the
internet. But I don't think music is regional. I think, especially for these guys, their music is international. And so,
yeah, but Billy Joel, a lot of his songs are about, you know, Long Island and being down there and being on the ship and the boat and this and, like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like the Sag Harbor area, wherever you are.
Being on the ship. All those classic ship songs.
Well, it's got the Down East
Relaxer. Yeah. Best one.
By the way, that's not out. That's not down there. That's out there.
Out there.
Right. Get it right. Tiki, real quick, do you think, we'll turn into Fox News, CNN for a second. Do you think this sinks his mayoral campaign?
No.
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 It has no effect is the end result.
Because I'm sure there was a handful of young voters who were like, yeah, who is that? I also don't know who that is.
That's the thing about us. Like, I'm sure there are people out there who are like, I can't stand Billy Joel. Good for him. I'm right. glad. You know what? I was on the fence. Screw it. I'm voting for him. So it could work both ways. But I thought as a talk show here in New York City, we need to present that.
Yeah.
You know, just so you know, go here.
That would have been fun to see all of them do.
By the way, that is a great point because I don't know what Curtis Lewa would have known or Andrew Cuomo would have known. I have no idea. He put himself out there and was mostly good. He got everything right until the very end.
Do you think most of our young athletes in this town, if they heard that, would be able to scream at Billy Joel?
No,
definitely
that's
not.
That's scary, too. Okay, so that right. backs him up a little bit.
Right? You know what's funny? I almost, now that like this, just thinking about this, there's no way he didn't know who that was. Do you think he didn't do it so we'd talk about it?
Oh, you think that? Oh, jeez.
I love where your head's at, Tiki, by the way.
Because it is, what are we, 5 days away from Election Day?
Crap.
We're
he got away. Afternoon drive on WFAN giving him like paw, right. good or bad, right. he's getting paw.
Doesn't matter. You heard his name today.
You know
on
what?
WFAN.
I feel
and there's no way that you there didn't. If you've been in New York for more than 5 to 10 years, you know who Billy Joel is.
Wow.
And you know that song specifically. It is one of the most iconic starts to a song that you can ever, ever hear.
I feel.
You just don't forget it. You can hear it three times and you'll remember it forever.
I feel manipulated right now.
Yeah, you should.
He pulled a Lugauer. That's a Lugauer move.
Yes.
Tommy, you probably like, yeah, Tiki nailed it. That's exactly what just happened.
No, because, yeah, I was like you, though, Ev, when I initially heard that. I'm like, that's a disgrace. Like, how could you be the mayor of New York and not know the most famous or one of the most famous Billy Joel songs? But
right.
Tiki nailed it. It's about publicity. Yep. That's what this is. When you're running for office, you want to get your name out there. And it got on Afternoon Drive because Evan took the cheese. We all took the cheese, but Tiki was smart enough to sniff it out.
Fair enough. Now let's get to some football with this Giants Clean Crisp breakdown sponsored by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. When you look at beating the Niners on Sunday at MetLife Stadium, what is the most important thing that they're going to have to do to beat this San Francisco team?
Well, I think it's two things. One is stop the run, as we talked about at the top of the show. If you missed it, you can rewind on the Odyssey app right here. But the other thing is keep Jackson Dart clean. And that shouldn't be difficult, given that the San Francisco 49ers defense ranks 30th. We talked earlier about how they only have 9 sacks. Brian Burns for the Giants has 10 himself. They only have 9, and 6 of those 9 are by 2 guys who aren't playing in this game. But their defensive ranks, as far as pressure rate, are second to last in the NFL. They don't get after the quarterback. And so that Jackson Dart scrambling around, trying to find ways to be creative outside or inside of the pocket is likely not going to be part of the equation. So Jackson Dart should be able to cook today. But to me, the biggest issue is stop the run of the San Francisco 49ers.
888-808-1019, the toll-free number. Tim is up in Albany. What's going on today, Tim?
Hey, guys. Happy Halloween. It's also now called the Capital District, Evan, okay? I'm a former New Yorker. It's not Albany anymore. But anyway.
That's fine. Okay.
Long-time listener. I love your show. I'd call more, but with your intergalactical stardom now, I can't get through. But you guys had a couple points about, oh, my gosh, why are the Giants on CBS? I'm a retired advertising media buyer, and it shed some light on that. The NFL, you know, tries to balance the Sunday games, right, on ratings, market by market. Now, that blows us out of the water this weekend with all the better games on CBS and on Fox. But the Jets aren't on this weekend. So because of that, and the Giants, they moved the Giants over to CBS because the CBS just has more clout in the New York City market. Now, otherwise, if the Jets had been on and the Giants had been on, we wouldn't be watching the Lions Vikings on Fox. So that's kind of what's going on there. They're always moving things around. Another quick point.
Makes sense.
Daylight savings time. George W. Bush, president, he moved up daylight savings time in his administration because of we had a bad patch in America, right? We had 9/11,
right.
And we had SARS, and we had a dot-com tank. So he moved that up, not because sun on the beach, but Americans feel paper out when it's
I think you're daylight. I think you're I think you're dropping out right now, but I don't remember specifically why. You're
right. I remember out, that I happening, but I don't remember why.
Yeah, I know that now we get a shorter period of time of having standard time. Because think about it, we're making this change on November 2nd, and then we're coming back like in late March, early April. Like it's only 3.5 months, I think it is, where we have that limited amount of time.
Right. So, but it, the reasoning, I don't remember, but it doesn't matter as long as it gives us more daylight.
I'm looking at the NFL distribution map because he was breaking down the CBS Fox thing. And look, by the way, it really doesn't matter that the Giants are now on CBS at times and the Jets are on Fox. It was just something we were used to. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't bother me. It was just growing up, you know, especially my age. I'm in my early 40s where I basically remember Fox taking over in the mid-90s as the NFC production and CBS being AFC. I know it was different before that. So for anyone who's older, you think of it differently. But to me, it has been NFC Fox, AFC CBS for so long. Mm-hmm. And it just feels weird. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just like, it's strange because you spend so much time associating one conference with one network. And it's just not the case anymore. But this weekend, we've got the Giant Niner game, 1 o'clock, obviously. It's going to be Kevin Harlan and Trent Green calling the game. So my apologies, unless you're going. The Chief Bill game is obviously the late game on CBS with Nance and Romo. And then, believe it or not, we're going to get the Jaguars and the Raiders, at least if you're in New York City. But if you're in, like, Connecticut, you're probably going to get the Viking-Lion game. It's very strange, but this Jaguar-Raider game, we get a very small amount of the country is actually getting it. And apparently we're getting it, which I don't fully understand why.
Jaguars Raiders is in the late window, and Fox, I think, only has one or two in the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Late window, so the idea is don't oppose anything against the Giant game. So if you don't have Sunday ticket or red zone, you have to watch the Giant game.
You're stuck with the Giant. Meanwhile, that stupid game is going up against Chiefs Bills, which is one of the game of the years.
Right.
Right.
So it's going to be swallowed up anyway. Let's go to Bruce calling from Howell. What's going on, Bruce?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
So I had two points. One is I just wanted to correct you on yesterday you said Wembanyama 7-4. So Keith McPherson last week was talking about it. There was a report that he's up to 7'6", 7'7" since the beginning of last year when I guess they last measured him.
What?
Even more crazy.
Yep. Kidding.
Keith was talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah,
the problem is, like, we don't, because I was reading about that the other day, we don't literally know how tall he is. Like, he's listed at 7'3", and in some places he's 7'4", but you're right, he's also so young that he is still growing.
Yeah.
And so now the thought is he's 7'6", 7'7", but we actually don't even know. I mean, we almost need a pay-per-view event in which we measure the man so we find out how freaking tall he is.
Right.
Yeah, I guess the point is he's a foot taller than everyone else.
Yes.
And also, I have a great idea for what the positive statement might be on the plane. It might be like, Giants Nation, or we wish Mr. Mara, or Mr. Mara, we wish you a speedy recovery.
Well, that would be incredibly classy, obviously.
Right.
And that is would be more, solid.
That would get press that is worth it.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
Obviously, for those that are not aware, John Mara is battling cancer right now, and so that would be a positive message as humans we could all get behind. But we don't know what the positive message is. Here's what we know. Here, I just lay out the facts if you're just tuning in. We know that a teenager set up a plane to fly over MetLife Stadium to say Mr. Mara clean house. He had scheduled to do it about a month ago, but there was some weather issues, so it's actually going to happen this Sunday, or at least it's scheduled to happen this Sunday before the game against the Niners. And then Sean spread a rumor live here on the radio that a guy whose name rhymes with Robbie Bibner is going to release a counteraction to this with a positive plane, but we don't know what the positive message is. And now this man, Robbie Bibner, looks like a bad guy if he doesn't put up the message our last caller just said. Because that would be the classiest message.
Yeah, or, I mean, also hearing rumors, it could say, please, Giants, extend the WFAN postgame show to 3 hours. We love Tiki so much.
See, that one we would talk about.
Yes. Yes, we would. I do need to read a text message from Sean Morash. I'm going to, as they say, Joe, be you on the air right now, but I think it's fine. Sean writes, football is weird. Monday, after Scataboo, I was so upset I barely wanted to go to the game. Friday, I'm back on the horse like a sucker, and I can't wait. Don't you think a part of why you're so excited to go to the game is that we are going to the game together? It's Evan and Sean, Sean and Evan, Morash and Roberts. Isn't that really the reason you're excited to go to this game?
Don't make me. First of all, I am excited. I enjoy people think I enjoy going to games with you. I go to a ton of baseball games, basketball games. We've actually bonded a lot over games. That being said, the Giants are still they're my team. I love going to Giant games. I go to one or two a year. And honestly, I could be sitting next to a tree trunk and I'd be excited to go to this game now. But I'm not going to be honest with you. I was down. That's all. I'm going to be happy to be there with you, but I would be happy no matter what.
I was down for you because I felt so bad about the Cam Scataboo injury. And then as the week went by, I started to feel better. Like, all right, you know, it sucks that he's out, but it's okay. And then I got depressed again because WFAN is running some of the most depressing promos about Cam Scataboo's injury.
I know. Why
have you guys heard
this
promo?
Yes.
Can we? Are you able to, Rosie, quickly play a part of this promo during a segment? So at least people who are listening are like, I don't know what promo you're talking about. Like, it's kind of a good promo because it is a promo for the Giants, but it also is really depressing. So
Paulie is efforting that right now, although I heard a large groan come from him, but he's about to hit a button. Here we go.
All right.
Scataboo is down and shaken up.
Adversity has presented itself all season in many forms for Big Blue.
Time out for injury.
Oh, no. Oh, no, it's bad. I just saw his right foot bent completely to the right.
How that is.
Thank you. All right, we got to stop it. I mean,
what?
That gives me like the I don't know. It just makes you feel like, ugh.
I don't want to be a company shill here, but I think the point of the promo is that the Giants are dealing with adversity. How do they overcome it?
Yeah,
and Jackson Dart is like the knight in shining armor.
Yeah, but do we need to revisit Cam Scataboo's
dislocated
ankle?
But Evan, you know this in wrestling, when there's a really bad angle where the babyface gets beat up, don't they show that before the big match? You know what I mean? It's part of the story.
Yeah, this is why I'm mixed, because I do understand what Tommy's talking about, which is why there's a part of this promo I like, because it is, hey, there's adversity, here's how the Giants are going to respond. My issue is that second clip of Bob Papa. Like, hearing him describe this gruesome injury was almost like too much. I'm in the moment again. I think if you just had it at the Giants are facing adversity and you hear Scataboo's hurt and then we move on to them overcoming adversity, I probably wouldn't have said anything. But hearing Bob describe the ankle turning the wrong
way. Oh, no, it's bad. I just saw his right foot bent completely to the right.
Stop.
Oh, my God.
Like, if you had stopped at it, oh, my God, it's bad. That would be enough. When you describe it for those squeamish in the audience, it's like, ew, you know what I mean? Like, it's gross.
Because everybody's seen it by now, and TV wouldn't even show the replay. That is our radio version of showing the replay, in my
opinion. But they didn't show the replay because they showed it for so long when it actually happened.
I know, but I don't... look. I think our production team does a great job. I think this is a miss on them. You can't be going into detail with the ball.
So you're bashing our production crew, upper management, everybody that went into this decision.
The idea is in the right spot. This is by far the worst promo we've run in 6 months on this. And thankfully, there's a new Giant game Sunday, and we could pull it.
It definitely has its desired effect, though, because it makes you most times.
Nauseous.
Yeah, but no, does it make you want to watch or listen to the game?
It
almost like the game feels not even important because I'm only thinking about Cam Scadaboo's twisted ankle or dislocated ankle now.
Yeah, that was my reaction. Was I went from, hey, it's Football Friday, I'm happy, it's Halloween, yeah. And then I heard the promo and I got depressed. So if that's the desired hope, then it's working because it made me change emotions. But it's because I hear Bob Pop in my head now saying, oh, it's bad, it's bent to the left and then to the right. Oh. Can you play that one more time?
No, stop.
What? I mean, can we forget? Can I be serious for a second?
What?
Cam Scadaboo's a great... if his dad was listening, does his dad need to be reliving the moment his son's ankle turned? I'm being serious. I really think that should be wiped. I'm sorry. I think the idea was in the right spot. I think it's terrible. It's like showing a replay. You should not be playing that.
Hey, oh, Rosie. No, it's bad.
There you go. See, he was kind. He said, I'm just going to give you the, oh, no, it's bad part.
Right.
Because the part after that is where things really get dicey. Let's go to Ian calling from Manalapan, New Jersey. What's up, Ian?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Happy Halloween to your kids. Hope they have a safe and fun Halloween.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So I called you guys over the summer regarding Dable. I was pro Dable. I remember I said to you guys, I want to wake up and he gets extended for another 5 years. Well, I still feel that way. Because I think right now it's all about Jackson Dart. They have a rapport. They have a relationship. Anything less would screw up Dart. But if they actually do have to get rid of him, there's only two coaches who I really go for. And I don't know if it would be possible. First of all, they're not getting John Gruden. I mean, they're going to get Gruden the same way the Mets are going to get Wally Blackman. Well, that's then. Only two coaches I would.
Oh, I think we lost you. I was curious who the second name is because I have this written down. Like, I like to take notes on things that we will eventually talk about. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we eventually get to it. Sometimes we get to it later than I thought. And one of the things I have written down is, if not Daboll, who? Mm-hmm. Which is the logical jump in if there's a giant coaching change. And I think it's very challenging because there just doesn't feel to be, and maybe this will change over the next few months, a lot of red hot coordinators that jump out at you. There also doesn't feel like a lot of proven successful coaches waiting on the sideline. You know what I mean? Like, it's not an obvious list. And John Gruden's always going to be the name brought up because he's there. I think John Gruden would jump at any job. I think it's more about the owners and the teams deciding they want to go into business with John Gruden for a variety of reasons, some of which is the off-the-field stuff and why he got fired to begin with. And some of it is something Tiki had pointed to earlier, which I've mentioned a lot, which is he's kind of been mediocre for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, we talk about him in a way that isn't really indicative of his success. But I would not be afraid of, well, if I break up Daboll and Dart, that's going to stunt his growth. That is not true.
Yeah.
If you hire the right guy, just look around. Look at Drake May.
No, I think, I think it depends on the kid. It depends on the quarterback. And if you lack confidence as a young quarterback and you get all these, you know, new situations and new people around you and a new staff and new system, it can crush you. Jackson Dart doesn't feel that way. Jackson Dart feels like, give me whatever you want to throw at me, I'm going to figure it out type of quarterback. It's how Drake May is. And so you're right about Drake. And it's why he's in the conversation right now as one of the best quarterbacks this season in the NFL. And so I feel like Jackson Dart will be fine no matter what happens. Do I want to see him stay with Dabes? Absolutely. Because I love the continuity of it and I happen to like Dabes. But ultimately, you can't worry about that with Jackson Dart when you're making a coaching decision. That's going to be determined, as we've said multiple times, about how much this team wins this year, period.
Chris is in Belleville. Good afternoon, Chris.
What's up, guys? This is like my sixth or seventh time calling you guys.
All right. Look at you. You're like a veteran. You should get a patch for that. I think once you get to double digits, you actually get a patch for value.
You get it up, six, seven, you know? Anyway.
oh, I didn't even pick up on it. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Six, so, seven.
My God. So two things real quick. Number one, do you think for all time's sakes, Robert Saleh is going to run up the steps at MetLife Stadium when he gets there on Sunday?
I bet he does. That's a good point.
And number two, you guys referenced a couple times how there's nine games left. As a Jets fan, I can't believe I have to watch nine more games. It almost feels like the season should be over in a couple weeks, doesn't it?
You know what's crazy about that, Chris? And this is where Tiki said something to me. It was very hurtful the other day. And it was mostly not true, but there's a part of it that is true. He said to me, Evan, you're living the roller coaster. Jets win a game and you're so high.
Oh, I stand by that. You are.
Well, I think in this case, you're right. Because they are coming off a win, and because I'm encouraged by that, and now because they do have a win, I'm able to look back at clearer eyes over the previous losses. I actually feel good about the direction of the team, and I can't wait till they play the Browns. Like, and I'm not delusional like they're going to make the playoffs or anything like that, but I'm actually now just intrigued to see if this improvement's going to continue. So I don't think I represent most Jet fans or even a lot of Jet fans when I say that, but I'm just being genuine, much like Sean said, I'm back on the horse after the Cam injury. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, intrigued. You should be, because it looked really good last weekend. And not defensively, they were terrible, but offensively, it looked like, man, Justin Fields actually, he's okay, and he's confident, and he's making throws that make you feel good about this team. So if he does that for the next 9 weeks, you're going to win some games, you'll lose some games. You're still not ready to be a contender by any stretch of the imagination, but at least it's competent, watchable football.
Yeah.
And that's what you've lacked.
Look, I'd like to win some games. Maybe that number will be, I don't know, six or seven.
Oh, God. Don't do that Sunday. Please just stop doing it.
Oh, now I'm obsessed. I won't do it around my kids because they'll hate me. But now around you and every other adult, we are going to kill the 6-7 by just doing it so often that the kids won't want to do it anymore.
Right. You got to do it at least, I don't know, six or seven times in a show.
But Tiki got to end it. 6-7
No, I don't do that. That's not cool.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.